Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we are the food guys. Yes, we are the food guys. We were talking to one of the producers of the Montana Folk Festival broadcast that you can hear over MTPR. This is Cole Grant. He had an energy bar that he made, and we kind of liked it. And we thought, you know, we should talk about energy bars. People buy energy bars.
They do, but you can make your own in quantity, and you can store them in the freezer. They're not baked. They're not cooked.
They're easy to make.
They're very easy to make. They have wonderful things in them.
Well, they have great things in them. Look at the nuts. The one that Cole had given us had cashews and almonds. He also had pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. I say pumpkin. It's after all the
pumpkin.
Art.
And chia seeds, flax.
Flax, yeah, he had some flax in there, flaxseed.
And raw cacao.
That's very good, raw cacao.
Cacao. Dates. You've got all these dry ingredients, and you've got to have something moist in there. Not only to hold it together, but when you're eating it, you need some moisture.
Yeah, you actually do. Yeah.
Dates are my favorite, but I like a combination of dates and apricots because you get the nice tang from the apricots. Figs are also a good choice.
This one that we found also has a half a cup of unsweetened shredded coconut. Now, it has some moisture, too.
Coconut is good. Yeah. And then also you could use melted coconut oil to hold things together because it solidifies.
Now, one of the things, though, that Cole's energy bar had that we thought, well, maybe not so much, is the optional chocolate drizzle, which is sort of a little icing.
I don't think it works because it's liable to melt.
Particularly.
When it tends
to melt.
Watch out for if you're allergic to anything. Of course, you wouldn't use it. But chopped cashews, chopped almonds, these foods have all kinds of nutrients in them. Pumpkin seeds.
They have plenty of fiber.
Plenty of fiber.
Excellent.
And sunflower seeds.
Yeah. And not a lot of sugar.
No sugar other than what comes from the dried fruit that you put into it.
Yeah.
You're not adding any extra sugar.
You don't have to concern yourself with it because it's connected to the fiber. What about this cacao, though?
The raw cacao?
Yeah, you were particularly interested in that.
I am very interested in raw cacao. It fits nicely into baking as well.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of the red velvet cake.
Yes.
If you used a roasted cacao, like a Hershey's or a cacao like that, you'll never get a red color unless you add the red food color.
Oh, I see.
Okay. But the raw will turn reddish with a little bit of wine.
Well,
so you don't need to add the red food coloring.
And it's also a good reason to be using wine. You
know. Well, John, don't get so excited about that because it has actually a better flavor.
I'm struck by the fact that most of the recipes that we looked at seem to feature dates as the fruit of choice.
It's very popular in vegan cooking and vegan baking. You can make a date sugar. From dried dates, you can buy date sugar, which is incredibly sweet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember you showing
me. And then you can use
that.
It in regular baking as a sugar. Mm-hmm. I love dates. Of course, in a bar, you would take all of your dry ingredients. And the chia seeds are also a very interesting thing, considered a superfood, rich in fiber and omega-3 fatty acids. And it's got proteins and vitamins and all of that good stuff. But anyway, dates are very nutritious also. What you would do is you would puree the dates with apricots. I wouldn't use anything like honey or anything moist like that. I would stick to the moisture in the fruit, add all of the dry stuff to it, pack it into a pan. When it's set, cut it up, and then you're good to go.
Easy to do, folks. You don't have
yes.
to spend all that money, and it'll remind you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.